About a dozen malls in the Prime Outlets chain around the U.S. opened their doors just after midnight. At the mall in Pleasant Prairie, traffic backed up on local interstate exit ramps and frontage roads as thousands of people made their way to shop in the middle of the night. One customer from Chicago, who gave her name as Shanna, claimed she couldn't resist the trip to Kenosha County.
Because I'm a shopaholic.
You know, can't you do this at 9 in the morning?
It's the rush. It's like you get up, you come out. It's like a game. It's like a scavenger. Do I get it? Do I get the prize? Or do I walk away empty-handed?
Shanna headed to a store that sells expensive purses and accessories. In fact, so many people, primarily women, had the same idea starting at 6 o'clock last night that a long line developed to get into the store. Just before midnight, some shoppers accused others of trying to sneak ahead in line, and a shouting match ensued. Mall security and Pleasant Prairie police officers soon restored order and helped limit the number of people who could get into the store at the same time. Prime Outlet's marketing manager, Darcy Canelli, tried to downplay the confrontation.
You know, I think when you get any group of people, sometimes that's bound to happen, but I have been so overwhelmed with how respectful this crowd has been and how positive and good they've been, considering they're waiting, you know, 6 hours in the cold.
Canelli says Prime Outlets is also very happy with the number of people who came to shop. Now, some might question the round-the-clock consumerism that retailers are promoting these days. But Kenosha shopper Bucky Brems, holding a bag of items his wife had purchased, sees the middle of the night shopping in a positive light.
People are excited about the season. You know, they're out spending money, which is good for the economy.
And for sales tax collections, as budget writers in the Doyle administration hope holiday shopping helps make it easier to keep the state budget on track. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Pleasant Prairie.